This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll meet a senior from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center. Teenager Nina Edwards says the history lessons taught in public school don't reflect her culture.
Hello, my name is Nina Edwards and I'm a black girl in a white man's world. I attend Ponitz CTC, where the racial makeup is more than half full of black kids.
My skin is black.
You would think that since I go to a majority black school, I will learn a lot about my black history. But surprisingly, I have only had 5 black teachers throughout my school years, which is probably the reason I didn't learn about Malcolm X until I was in 11th grade, and that was only because my mom told me. Me and my mom always have talks about history, white supremacy, and microaggressions. I have encountered microaggressions a couple times this year. One time being when a teacher tells a story about a white man shooting a white woman and goes on to say, "So white people are crazy too." Now let's be mindful that she's talking to a class full of black kids. This was a microaggression because when you say "too," it means "also," meaning white people are crazy also, or white people are crazy as well. White people are crazy in addition. And last but not least, white people are crazy just like you. Another incident was when a teacher made a joke about people from Indiana, saying, "We can't call them Indians because we already have those." Though he didn't attack my culture, it was still very out of pocket. My mom is a very well-educated black woman. She is the best history teacher I've ever had.
What I plan for you to do with the information that I give you is prepare you for the world. How blacks fare in the United States and all the things that we need to be conscious of and cognizant of. I want you to be able to make informed decisions about navigating the world.
How do you feel about the situations with the teachers at my school?
What situations are those?
Yeah, the joke and the white people are crazy too. How did you feel when I told you about those things?
I think mostly I was disappointed that a teacher would use their platform to show bias, particularly in a classroom, predominantly black children. I was concerned.
Next time something happens, I should stick up for my culture.
I think those situations can be very delicate, and I think you just need to be mindful so that the person on the receiving end of your words will actually hear you and kind of feel where you're coming from.
Do you feel that I should have walked away from that situation?
You did the right thing by coming home and telling me what happened, and I did my best to address it with leadership at your school.
Do you think the school districts would do better if we had more black teachers for the black students to relate to?
The primary thing that they should look for is qualifications, but I think the teachers who may not be able to relate to the children or the young people on a racial level, they at least need to be culturally aware.
Would you say that Malcolm X is why you tell me a lot about my history?
That is correct.
My story is basically about my mom teaching me my history, not my teachers. She calls me her little activist. My goal is to try to help young teens understand their history, not just what they're taught in school. So don't just try to look in these history books. Read outside of that book, that stupid book that was written by white men. You know what I mean?
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA.
For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz Career Technology Center, I am Nina Edwards.
That's a story entitled Shadows and Benefits of Doubt, written and produced by Nina Edwards, a senior at Ponitz High School. Special thanks to Joanne Viscop and Jeffrey Crowell and Onita Morgan Edwards, Nina's mom. You can find links to this story at wyso.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.